parables mirrored real life. Jesus had people serving him and serving with him, too. People close to the center of his life who weren't responsible for directing ministry or making decisions. Jesus had disciples.
You know, my sister tries to make me into some kind of a hero. She thinks it's because of me that 5,000 people were fed. But really, I had nothing to do with it. I mean, any one of us could have done, would have done what I did. I mean, sure, I found the boy and I brought the boy to Jesus, but it was the boy's lunch. And really, it was Jesus that fed everyone. Any one of us could have done that. I guess, you know, my sister, if she was here now, man, she would get after me for even saying that. I mean, she thinks or says that I should have more self-respect. I should stand up for myself, that, you know, I should maybe even have pride. But I don't think that's quite what it's about. I mean, she's got a bit of a point. I mean, first it was my older brother, Peter. Then it was John the Baptist. You know, she says, I always sort of give over to other people and I kind of make them greater than what I am. But in many ways, it's kind of true even with Jesus. I mean, Jesus, he deserves the credit that he gets. He does amazing things, and yet my sister calls us Jesus lackeys. You know, Jesus is amazing. You should hear him talk. I mean, he's not really afraid of anyone. And yet, somehow he's so gentle. He really doesn't seek the spotlight. People want him to have that spotlight, but he really seems to be more about serving others than he is about trying to be the center of any kind of attention. His really goal seems to be to help people and to lead them to God. You know, in many ways, I think my sister is wrong. I don't think she really sees who our prophets and great teachers really were. They were humble. They were servants. I think probably one of the best examples is John the Baptist. Almost perfect. I mean, everything that he did pointed to Jesus and not to himself. Maybe I learned more from John than I thought. You know, maybe I'm on a good path after all. Of course, then again, we all know what happened to John the Baptist. Jesus spoke of these things as well. When we were walking along the road, he said that whoever wishes to be great, you know, must be a servant. And whoever wants to be first must be a slave. He went on, actually, it was a little bit disturbing. He said, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And he also said that he came to give his life as a ransom for many. He's talking about himself and what was going to happen. He was going to be delivered over to the religious leaders, tried, and then condemned to death. I mean, it's hard to imagine our leader executed. Who knows? It's hard to get one's mind wrapped around. So, who knows really what it's all about? Some people say that, you know, as you guys know, Jesus tells stories. They call them parables, and people sort of, this is just another one of his parables, some sort of little mystery kind of wrapped in here that we need to reflect upon, but I don't think so. I think he's talking a little more directly about himself in the future. He says that, I think the message is that whatever happens, there's going to be a purpose in his death, that others might profit by it. Doesn't seem to make any sense, but if you were to see his eyes when he talks about these things, you would believe. Jesus, he's not like other teachers. And when he speaks, other teachers, they just sort of speak about the past, and Jesus really speaks about the future. As for my sister, well, she says, you know, what reward is there for following these people and to listening to all this talk about the future? She says I should quit wasting my time and go back to my fishing business, that I could make some money, become rich and famous as a fishing guy. Yep, I could get ahead, but you know, Jesus also spoke to things like that, saying, you know, blessed are the humble, because they're going to inherit the earth. Yeah, he does teach us to think differently. So his message really isn't to have our eyes on some future inheritance or some glorious prize. He really is sort of saying that, you know, we shouldn't, you know, on the other hand, defer to other people, but we should live simply and humbly, that we should think of others before we think of ourselves. We should be thinking about the welfare of others. You know, if there's any inheritance in that, I don't think too many people are going to be fighting for it. I'm going to get my head wrapped around that and then try to convince my sister.